Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting 8th. The first baseman, Reggie Jefferson. Batting 9th. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Mesa. And now, play ball. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Cora reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines bunts for a single. Cora moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Fermin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cora tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a line drive beyond short. Fermin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Raines moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pasqua hits a line drive for a single. Raines scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops it up and throws to first, with Mesa covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fermin moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sveum strikes out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cora is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Cora. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Cora steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Whiten strikes out. One out. Glenallan Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive beyond short. Sveum can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Martinez scores. Hill moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton bunts towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hill scores. Ortiz moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fermin takes first base on ball 4. Ortiz moves to third. Lofton moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sveum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ortiz scores. Lofton scores. Fermin moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Mike Dunn now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Berga moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sveum fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive for a single. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a line drive beyond first. Jefferson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pasqua hits a line drive beyond first. Jefferson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Thomas scores. Ventura moves to third. Pasqua moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground for a single. Ventura scores. Pasqua scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten strikes out. Karkoviche drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Whiten out. One out. Glenallan Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cora is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cora hits a line drive beyond third. Martinez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ortiz hits a line drive beyond first. Thomas can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cora throws to second for one, and Sviam throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lofton moves to second. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lofton scores. Furman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Furman moves to third. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pasqua is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on 4. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Karkoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Karkoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dunn fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rod Nichols now pitching. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cora is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cora hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten who is chasing the ball. Cora reaches third base with a triple. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cora tags and scores. 1 out. It's 8-5, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell is hit by the pitch. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-5, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pasqua is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Jack Armstrong now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ortiz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ortiz is hit by the pitch. Kenny Lofton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ortiz moves to third. Felix Furman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Felix Furman, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Furman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Furman takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berga is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Berga strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground for a single. Ortiz scores. Lofton scores. Furman moves to second. It's 10-7, White Sox. Terry Leach now pitching. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive for a single. Furman scores. Bell moves to second. It's 10-8, White Sox. Mark Whiten, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Whiten is 0 for 3 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Karkoviche strikes out. One out. Dale Sviem, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sviem is 0 for 3 in the game. Sviem takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cora is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops it up and throws to first, with Armstrong covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hill strikes out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Kirby pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesse Levis now catching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Armstrong. Ventura moves to second. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Sean Abner pinch runs for Dan Pasqua. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. 1 out. Thomas Howard pinch hits for Felix Firmin. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Berga moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Lewis now playing shortstop. Steve Olin now pitching. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards short. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviam is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Sviam strikes out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 4 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.